I'm on starting it now.
What?
I'm already starting it.
Hello.
Hello, hi, Risha. It's Clayton.
Hey, how you doing, Clayton?
I'm all right. Just give me 1 second here. Okay, sorry about that. Hold on. It's just so
fun.
I'm on a call right now with my boss, Rick. He's going to give you a brief overview of what the app should do, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to give you an overview of the company, you know, we're a small tech company, and we're currently working on an app to help small business, small local businesses like you.
Okay.
And so the purpose of the app is probably most importantly to a lot of people is for marketing, right? That's generating leads and then connecting those leads with you, and qualifying them to make sure that the services they're looking for are the services that you provide. So that's probably one of the most important features of the app. And in addition to that, we'll have kind of customer management and contact management, invoicing, payment processing, and then reminders, SMS, email, scheduling of your clients, and like GPS tracking and mapping if you're mobile or if you're going to them or they're coming to you.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, small businesses and, you know, small service providers, they're using four or five different apps. So we're trying to combine everything into a single app. So you can do everything basically on your phone in a single app.
Okay.
So I think Clayton has some questions for you.
Okay.
Let's see. Just give me 1 second here. Now, as far as the first question that I have for you, when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved in your day-to-day schedule? Would you like more leads? That means more clients. Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
I think that, okay, well, then I'll give you my little opinion on all those. So when it comes to, like, scheduling is a big part because you have to be able to, first of all, the person who is the, the person who's offering the services, they have to have their schedule, like, kind of planned out. So with certain apps that I've used in the past, it's been hard to, like, keep on a scheduling basis and be able to, like, like, you can schedule someone and then you can overlap. Like, some of those apps, they overlap, and then it's kind of hard for you to keep up with that. And then also when I was using one of the apps, I think it's Southseat that I was using before, and when it came to that, they didn't really give you any, like, reminders as far as, like, you have an appointment. I feel like as a person who's offering services and as a business, like, it's hard to keep a hold of your schedule, and I'm pretty sure you guys know that as well because I'm pretty sure sticky notes and little dings or pings that you guys do is, like, really helpful. And that would be a good idea because, like, when you are going through your day, we all look at our phone constantly. So I think it should be whether you have a laptop, a phone, or an Apple Watch, you want to be able to get that notification that says, hey, you have an appointment in 30 minutes. Are you going to be able to make it? And, like, sometimes when you're not able to make it, you can't really get in touch with the customer or anything like that to see if you can really, like, get something going. Like, you really want to be able to – I wish it was an option to where, like, if you say, hey, 30 minutes, I'm going to be late, or if the customer says 30 minutes, I'm going to be late, like, when that notification is given for the appointment – that maybe you could choose the option to send, like, a reminder or, I mean, to send, like, a note saying, hey, 30 minutes from now, I won't be able to be there because maybe traffic or something, to kind of let the person know. Because sometimes you're just sitting there waiting, you know, and with those apps, you don't really get the contact information like you want. So I don't know if that's possible, but maybe if it's a way,
yeah,
like,
with,
both of you.
Yeah, with our app, as of right now, we want to send out reminders to clients a week before the appointment, also a day before the appointment, and also
right.
an hour before the appointment. That way, if there's anything that's not, you know, if there's any issues, you guys can communicate, you know, and make sure that your appointment is, and, you know, we want to send notifications and reminders to clients, like I said, a week before, a day before, and an hour before you're supposed to provide the service.
Right, right, right. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
And another thing I wanted to talk to you about was you said something about the invoicing. Invoicing is really not
yeah.
a problem, but, you know, I wish it was a way to where when you download the app, say maybe you have, like, a account set up to where, you know, like, it sets up money, like you can add money to the account for the services, because sometimes with those credit cards and stuff gets really misconstrued because people don't use their own information, or they may use other people's stuff, and then they try to dispute it, and then it's a whole big problem. I mean, I don't know how you could eliminate that as far as the invoicing part, because I had a client when I was using the app to where she had booked an appointment, paid for the appointment, but the StyleSeat, it wasn't StyleSeat, what was that app? I can't remember the name of it, but the app, it kind of like did to where it had her coming back every week. And so the same amount that she paid for the service, like the app was charging her that same amount every week. And yeah, they were sending me my cut and my half of the money, but it was kind of like, they were giving her a lot of hassle. Even when I called and tried to get it done for her, they were giving a lot of hassle as to her getting her money back.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely have policies implemented that will protect you, the provider, and also the client as well.
Okay. Okay, and I forgot the last thing that you said.
Yeah, we talked about as far as marketing. Are you hold on, excuse me one second. Let me see here. And now, how are you currently getting your leads? Are you getting all of your leads through the app that you're using?
No, I don't actually. What I do is I advertise on Instagram, Facebook, Craigslist, OfferUp, places like that have like
okay,
different ads that are running, and those are really good outlets because for one, Craigslist, I know for a fact that's where most of my clientele base had come from, because all I did was pay the little $10 to do a little ad post, and I received so much feedback from that because I was able to add my pictures and pricing and stuff like that, and people really responded to that. I think that got me most of it. But
How many ads do you post per week on Craigslist?
I had only posted that ad like once, and then like within the course of 2 months, I hadn't posted it again, and I still was getting leads. Like I'm still getting leads today from that one ad, because people sometimes they don't find what they're looking for, and they'll scroll, and they'll still see you, and like I still get clients just from that ad, and I haven't posted it in a while.
Okay.
And, like, Instagram, I was able to get my clients from Craigslist. And so the clients from Craigslist, I actually did those clients. And then I was able to use the pictures and networking material for that for Instagram. And that also bumped my clientele up even more, because on Instagram, you're able to promote your posts. So I was able to promote some of my posts, and I actually got more feedback from that. I got more followers. I got more views. I got more people wanting to book appointments via inbox and stuff like that. So it kind of all was, like, tying in a way.
Okay. So let's see here. Now, as far as clients, how many clients would you say that you get per day?
From, like, new clients?
New clients, yeah.
New clients, I'd say probably about 3 or 4 a day.
3 or 4 a day. And how many of those? How many of those are converting? Are those all conversions, or are those just calls?
Actually, I'll say probably about half are always converting. And actually, I would say 100%, because they may not convert right then, but eventually they do.
Okay.
Because you know how it is. Some people, they may say, "Oh well, I want to get my hair done," but they might not have an event coming up for 2 weeks or something, 3 weeks, and then they might call you back then. You know, I never know it's guaranteed until they actually book.
Yeah, no, understood. And as far as, hold on 1 second. What would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, do you like leads, phone call leads, email leads, or text? What do you prefer?
Email is okay because people do contact you through email, but a lot of people don't email. The best way that I have figured out was, like I said, through social media, because you can have up an ad and put your Instagram. People are automatically going to go to that because that's one of the biggest, like, things
But what I'm saying is, as far as providing you with leads, Yeah, well, that's right. If we have someone that's interested in your services, they want to get matched up with you, how would you like them to communicate with you? Via call?
Oh, it's better
email,
through phone. Yes. I need to talk to a client. Yes, because I'm doing hair. So when it comes to, like, being a hairstylist, and I also do credit repair and all that stuff, but things like that, you want to actually be able to verbally speak to the person, because they can say they want a certain thing, but they might not even know what they're talking about. And then when they tell it to you verbally, it's, like, so totally different. So I would actually rather them call. I mean, I'm not too busy to answer a call, and if I am too busy, I would have them, like, leave a message or a text message or something like that. Or if they were to call my phone and say I wasn't able to answer, like, an automatic text would be sent back to them saying, hey, how you doing? I wasn't able to reach your call, but if you write below your name, number, and what you're trying to do, then maybe we could talk in about 15 minutes or something like that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. As far as the lead pricing goes, I mean, we have two options. I mean, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert, depending on, you know, how, you know, you negotiate with the client, and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we have a second option where we can actually answer the call for you, book the client, confirm the appointment, and also charge, and for that we would charge you a small commission, anywhere between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing for you?
Well, I think the first option is better, because you booking it for me, that wouldn't work. I mean, as far as timing-wise, yes. But when it comes to, like, I'm just speaking solely on my business. When it comes to speaking to a client, when it comes to speaking solely to a client about what they want, again, half of them don't even know what they're talking about. And so you want to get, like, a overall visual of what it is they're trying to do, because some of the things that they're trying to maybe do, they can't do. And I don't want to book someone for an appointment and then have to come back and say, oh, well, sorry, I have to cancel your appointment because I'm not able to even do that service or do what you're wanting to get done.
Okay, Now, let's see here. As far as scheduling, are you using any applications for scheduling?
Yeah, I just use Apple Scheduling on my Apple phone. That's what I use.
Apple Scheduling? Mm-hmm. And you said you're currently marketing on Instagram, Facebook.
Right. I'm currently marketing all those. And another good thing that would be for, like, if on your app, like, say you wanted to give someone, like, say you just meet someone out in public and you give them your business card, like, I would love to have, like, a link to where you could put on your business card or something, or on your page, or however you use it, and they'll be able to, like, type in that link or click on that link, and then it takes you straight to, like, say, a page from your app, but it basically shows, like, you know, the stylist, their picture, what services they offer, and if they were to scroll down, you could see, like, some of the work. It'll kind of be like a mini website.
A profile, right? Like a stylist?
Yeah,
profile,
like a mini profile, yeah. Because that kind of gives them a visual. And actually, that helps people, like, decide, well, hey, I'd rather go to her, because they automatically see the pictures, they see the prices, they see who it is. And if they wanted to call and book again right then, they could.
Okay.
Cancellation policy at the bottom of the month.
And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
It just depends. Most of them do cash. I do like Cash App, Venmo, things like that. I never really have anything linked to, like, my bank account or anything like that, because I've tried my best to not deal with card, because if I'm not using a Square or something like that, I have to make sure, if I'm not in person, for one, I definitely don't do, like, pay in advance. Like, I can do a deposit, but it would have to be from somewhere, like I said, I do it through Cash App and stuff like that, because it's easier for me to, like, reimburse them their money, and I don't have to worry about, you know, if they're going to, like, dispute it or something like that. Because I have had that a couple of times where clients will book, they will get their hair done, love it, and dispute it. And then when you try to contact them about it, they're like, I didn't know anything about that, and I don't know, and then you never get in contact with them.
Okay, let's see here. Now, would you have any interest in a mini CRM, and what a mini CRM is? Customer relationship management. So what it does, it actually keeps track of all your clients, past clients, all your history, how much your charge was, and it also will let you know how much your income was at the end of the week, biweekly, monthly, and it tracks, you know, as far as how much gas you're using. That way, you know, at the end of the year when you're doing your taxes, it could be very helpful for you.
Yeah, that's perfect. That actually is a lot helpful.
Yeah, and would you be willing to pay, let's say, $10 a month for a CRM?
Yeah, but, like, is that included in the app price?
No. See, that's a different part of the app. It's a different feature. So, I mean, like I said,
CRM. Oh, okay, yeah.
Is,
now, if you wanted to offer something like that, yes. I mean, that'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, now, as far as pricing, right now we're still, you know, we're trying to act stylish. That way we can, you know, come up with a fair price on what our app should be priced at. Now, we do want to have multiple options, so we want to give providers an option to pay a monthly fee or a yearly fee at a discounted rate. If we were to charge a monthly fee for our application, meaning that you would be able to go on the applications, get new clients when you want, you would be able to manage all of your contacts. Our app would be able to send out reminders to your clients to remind them about appointments or to just remind them to see if they, you know, would like any service. And it would also give you the option to have, like I said, the CRM. And it would also give you the option to do marketing for you. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're going out of town, but you want somebody to control your Instagram. They would give you that option. If you're not, you know, available and in town, you know, if you want to send someone else the photos, that way it can cut your time and help you as much as possible. How much do you feel like that would be worth to you on a monthly basis for an application?
I don't know what a fair price for, like, the app would be, honestly. I mean, I could just throw a number out there, like, $39.99 or something like that. I don't know.
That's fine.
Like $39.99 or something a month or something. And then you would be able to add the other fee, like you said, for the CRM thing. Because, like again, me personally, I'm just going off my experience. Being a stylist, like, even when I'm out of town, I still would rather talk to my clients on my own. Just because I have to have that type of relationship with them, and when you kind of have, like, a middleman with that, it kind of, like, it makes you seem important, don't get me wrong, but it's like you're not really getting that full client experience with them. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Oh, no, it definitely makes sense. I mean, a part of what you do is providing customer service for a client, and if you
right.
are taken out of the conversation, then how can you provide a great customer service?
Right.
You know. So, yeah, I totally understand your point of view. Now, as far as your day-to-day, is there anything else you can think of that you didn't see in other apps that would be very useful and save you time and help you maximize your earning potential?
I think, like I said, everything is that I see in all these other apps is pretty okay, but it's just, like I said, when it comes to, like, the invoicing and stuff like that, it needs to be accurate, because clients don't want to get recurring charges that they don't, you know, have to have. And then it's also good to be able to, like, cash your money out right then. Like, once you get paid, you should be able to get paid right then. You shouldn't have to wait for the client for like the process payment to go through, and then you have to wait a certain amount of days just to get the payment, because when it comes to stylists, we used to getting our money like right then.
No, I trust my total understanding. Okay, let's see here. Okay, now what you mentioned some apps. You said you mentioned Style Sheet, correct?
Uh huh. It was another app that I used too, but I can't remember the name of it.
Was it Glam Squad, Style B, Figaro, Triv?
I think that Glam Squad was
Glam Squad? Yeah. So, I mean, those are all the major ones.
Yeah.
And how long
and
did
was
you
another
work
one.
For Glam Squad?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work for Glam Squad?
I worked with Glam Squad for probably like a couple of months.
Okay.
Yeah,
and are you still working
okay.
with Style Sheet?
No, not at all. After my client had that problem, I instantly canceled him.
Okay. And on average, on average, what's the time of your service?
Oh, I say about an hour and a half, 2 hours per service.
Okay. Now, as far as your business goes right now, are you satisfied with your business, or do you have plans on growing your business in the near future?
Oh, I'm never satisfied with my business. I'm always have plans on growing.
Okay. Now, do you like the fact of being a mobile stylist, or are you interested in possibly in the future having a storefront?
Oh, no, I love it. I do have a future in the storefront, but I will still also offer mobile services because some clients don't like to come to the salon just because they don't like to be in the environment. I mean, some people have problems where they don't want to just be around people seeing them get their hair done, or they're embarrassed or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, like, you always will have half that want you to come to them and the other half that won't mind coming to you. And sometimes, even if you have mobile clients that you go to, if you're doing a great job with them and your customer relationship is good, they don't even mind coming to you when needed. I had that happen plenty of times.
Okay. And as far as for your service, what's the average charge for a service?
I say it one more time. The average charge for my service, no less than 100.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what does that average out? Is someone can call you and spend bare minimum 100, but what's the most they can spend?
Oh, that it just depends. The most is it just depends, because if you talk about celebrity clientele, it all depends on the person. So I can't even really put a cap on it because it is no cap. Like I don't have I have set prices, but depending on what they want, because you can have add-ons, you can have things that they want to do, you can buy hair for them. Like it all depends on what type of client, but on an average, I'll say 500 for a cap, but it can be way more because I've gotten way more than that from one client solely.
It's safe to say anywhere between 200 to 300, right, just for average, you know, the average.
That's fine. You can say that.
Okay.
And it also depends on what state and all that stuff you're in, too.
Now, are you currently in California, or are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we pretty much have everything we need here. Like I mentioned to you before, we'll be in touch. So we'll definitely want some more feedback from you in the near future. And once that'll be, of course, when we're closer to launching. But I do want to make sure that you pay for your time. We do want to get a check mailed out to you. Who should we make out the check to, and where should we mail it?
Do you want me to send it to? Can you take it down now, or you want me to send it to Clayton?
Yeah, no,
and,
I'll take it now.
Okay, you can put it BLAIR
I'm sorry, so hold on one
Blair.
Second. Can you repeat that for me? B
B B L B as a boy. Blair, B L A I R, last name Waters, W A T T E R S.
So it's Waters, W A T T E R S. Okay, and mail to where?
1325 and a half, so it'll be 1325, and then the half, which would be 1-2.
Yeah.
The letter E for E. And then Ocean Boulevard, O-C-E-A-N.
Ocean Boulevard.
Long Beach, California. 90802.
All right, perfect. So thank you so much for having a call with us. We definitely appreciate your time. We'll make sure that we get this check out to you as soon as possible. And like I said, I'll definitely be in touch in the near future.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Yes, definitely let me know. Thank you
so much, Richard. Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.